MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 18, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mixture of sun and clouds today, chance of a thunderstorm, temperatures in the 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:46 p.m. An incident involving a rock crusher at Aggregate Industries in Swampscott has left a worker dead in a Monday afternoon incident. According to reporting by Dustin Luca of the Salem News, the worker could not be saved and was pronounced dead at the site. The identity of the victim has not been released. Two men jumped into Gloucester Harbor Monday as a result of a boat fire near the Blimmin Bridge. Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith was at the scene.
Yeah, it sounds like we had a boat that was coming out of the river through the bridge, at Blimmin Bridge here, and the current assumption, based on statements from the people that were on board the vessel, is they felt it was a fuel fire that ignited on the boat. The exact cause and reasons are obviously undetermined as the boat is still burning and not investigated. So we're just we brought in some private EMS to assist us as we tied up a lot of resources here, and they've actually are transporting that patient for us to the hospital. Sounds like fairly minor injuries, thankfully, on something that could have been much worse. But those the victims, the folks that were on the boat, made it to shore on their own once the boat got through the cut and out into the harbor. They swam to shore. The vessel had made its way back up the river with the prevailing winds and tide, and the Coast Guard, police, and Harbor Master's Office have all worked to kind of try to get that fire under control and contained and move that vessel up against shore where we can deal with it from the shore side a little bit simpler than the water side.
That's Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. Peabody's Municipal Light Department building will be closed for the rest of the summer for repairs. The Daily Item reports today that the aging building is expected to reopen in September. Repairs include work in the main lobby, the bathrooms, and the workspace area. Customers can still interact with the office over the phone. There will be a nighttime lane closure or two on Route 114 in Peabody and Danvers this month. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the road's Tier 2 safety overhaul includes new temporary medians. The closures are from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The North Shore traffic woes caused by the closing of the Sumner Tunnel this summer could have been even worse, according to State Senator Brendan Crichton of Lynn. A group of local legislators urged for a shorter tunnel shutdown and better mitigation efforts.
So I really applaud the Healy-Driscoll administration for listening to us, for working with us. Almost immediately after that call, they shortened it from 4 months to 2 months. Granted, you have another summer for that, but that's some of our lowest traffic impact during July and August. And then shortly thereafter, they implemented a working group to really focus on mitigation, which, you know, I think they knocked it out of the park. No matter what, this is going to be a headache, but we needed to make sure that riders had different options, and, you know, really excited about the ferry, the Blue Line, as well as the commuter rail.
Senator Crichton was speaking with Lynn TV's news director, Danielle Vittori, about transportation issues. The senator is very pleased with the addition of the Lynn Ferry as a commuting option.
34 minutes for, you know, $2.40 each way, free parking, really for a commute that, you know, prior to the Sumner Tunnel would be over an hour from our station into the State House. So you really cut down on your trip time. It's an enjoyable ride. You can sit back, read a book, you know, enjoy your breakfast, enjoy the views. It's really a great way to travel, and you know, longer term really makes a lot of sense as a transportation option. Certainly helps increase economic development in the area, as well as housing production, and just that economic mobility to make sure that folks can get where they need to go in a quick time.
The entire interview with Senator Crichton can be viewed at lynntv.org. The City of Lynn will be holding a forum Wednesday evening at 5:30 at the Marshall Middle School to discuss the city's unarmed response initiative. This is Variel Tejada from the mayor's office.
The Unarmed Response Initiative is an ongoing effort to create an alternative to police response that will be available to all residents of Lynn. This initiative aims to broaden our city's mental and behavioral health resources, as well as work collaboratively with public safety to have the best outcomes for our community. To learn about the latest updates on this initiative, hear from our representatives from the Lynn Police Department's Behavioral Health Intervention Program, or Elliott Human Services Community Behavioral Health Center, and participate in the Q&A session, be sure to attend the forum.
Again, that forum is Wednesday night at 5:30 at the Marshall Middle School. And town officials and the select board in Manchester-by-the-Sea are looking to establish a new senior center. The Gloucester Times reports that their current space at Town Hall is limited in size, and members of the Council on Aging are hoping for a separate structure devoted to seniors. Sports with Bill Newell is next, as Salem News sports correspondent Gene DiPlacido is remembered.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the A's in Oakland last night, 7-0. The series resumes tonight. The Navigators lost to the Danbury Westerners last night, 5-2 at Fraser Field. They'll hit the road tonight to play at Martha's Vineyard. North Shore sports figures paid tribute last night to Salem News sports correspondent Gene DiPlacido, who died a week ago Sunday. The family held visiting hours at a Peabody funeral home last night, and today they'll be holding their funeral. Salem News executive sports editor Phil Stacey talked about Gene in this week's Sports Writers Podcast.
You know, it's a week plus one day, and it's still numbing to even think that not only we don't have Gene, but I haven't talked to Gene. I haven't gotten any stories from Gene. And I think maybe to tell you a little bit about just how proficient Gene was at her job. After her passing, I still had five stories to edit of hers that she had sent in that were not due to run in the newspaper yet, but because she was so good at what she did and so efficient, I was editing her after the fact, which was a little bit strange, to be honest, you know, knowing that, you know, everything was familiar to me. You know, Jean had a writing style, like all good writers do. She had her own writing style, and, you know, the quirks that she had in her prose was certainly there, but I couldn't call her or email her and say, hey, great job, Gene. Nice job. Here's what you have next. And, you know, naturally that was a little bit depressing, to be honest with you. And when I got to the last one, there was a finality to it, and it hasn't even run in the newspaper on our website yet because there were so many of her stories. And I think the final one, or it might have run today, Monday. Today might have been the last one of hers. But, you know, she's gone, but I don't feel as though it's really going to sink in until we start up the next school year.
Phil Stacey of the Salem News. Also remembering DiPlacido is assistant sports editor Matt Williams.
I hope everybody read the story that Phil put together about Jean, her life. And, you know, I think I was particularly struck by the way that her husband, John, and her worked together in the 80s and in the early 90s. I mean, I knew that Jean used to write John's stories, but I didn't know the full details. And I thought Mike, her son, you know, in that story told it so well about how they were a team. And, you know, John would take the photos and worry about some of the layout and take care of some of the interviews. And it's sort of intimated that Jean was a little bit nervous about doing the interviews by herself, you know, back then. Right,
in the
80s, I can imagine, you know, interviewing, Arthur Adamopoulos and Bill Hamer and Ken Perrone and perhaps being a little bit intimidating in those days, which is funny to think about. You know, 40 some years later, Gene DiPlacido would storm into Fenway Park and interview Jacoby Ellsbury as part of a Little League story. And she would talk to professional Bruins, you know, when they came around to do, library stories, you know, when they did their reading programs. And she went to multiple Stanley Cup celebration parties, you know, when the Yannettis won the cup and various other people locally. So, you know, that journey is pretty fun to think about and pretty incredible. But
Matt Williams of the Salem News. Again, Gene DiPlacido's funeral is today in Peabody. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.